epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can also stream us live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on Monumental Sports. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We got an update from Cakes about an hour ago. If you missed it, grab the podcast. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Just use the term Sports Junkies. Cakes heading home. He was at the Vegas airport.
He's on the plane right now.
Cashed $17,500 in the World Series of Poker. So congrats to Cakes. Grab that podcast if you missed it. Right now, we open up the entertainment page.
Entertainment page driven by BMW. Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the top dog over there, the general manager. She'll set you up with a sales assistant, and you'll be off and running. Of course, you can check out their entire selection online at BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, of course, mention me. You will not regret it, I promise. Drabby, did you get a follicular unit extraction? Was that the procedure that was done for you?
Yeah, FUE.
FUE.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess the old school model was of FUT.
Correct, yeah.
Follicular unit transplant.
Why
where they would take like a chunk, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I guess they're suggesting that's maybe what Tiger had a few times. An FUT.
Possibly, if he got it done. It's not, people still do it. It's not as popular.
Mm-hmm. It leaves a big scar and everything.
It leaves a scar. Dr. Berker and I talked about that before, and we decided on FUE for now.
Yeah.
But you can get more grafts if you do the scar version, the
right.
FUT.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's
this
doctor.
Is the FUT more, so it's more painful?
It's just more invasive. Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to have a scar. You got to grow your hair out to cover it.
Instead of taking out each individual follicle, they take out a chunk. Right.
Right. Right.
And then you have a big ass scar, and they're pointing that they're looking at Tiger Woods' pictures, and they're speculating on when he's had these various procedures. But there's one guy, and obviously Tiger's not a patient of his. He's just looking at pictures through the years. But he's claiming, Drabby, that Tiger did this stuff too early, and that's why he looks nubs now when he takes his hat off.
Is the Tiger tracker still in business?
Nope.
No.
Done. That was Dunski quite a while. Quite a while ago. Even. Yeah, I'm not even sure. It might even been done before he won the Masters in 2019.
Really?
Yeah, it's been done for a while. Been different guys at track. But you'd be stunned. There's a Jordan Spieth tracker, a Ricky Fowler tracker. I mean, all the big guys, they got trackers. I'm sure there's a Scottie Scheffler tracker. I still follow some of those guys. And when their horse is playing bad, they're actually kind of hilarious to watch.
Yeah,
they
get so
bitter.
But you know, it's alliterative.
Yeah.
And it was Tiger.
Right.
Yeah, he does have bad hair. Really,
his
bad.
Hair does look bad.
Yeah.
How's his leg?
Oh, that ain't gonna be good ever.
His head looks like pubes.
Yeah.
The picture I'm looking at, or you look the Daily Mail
one.
Yeah,
it looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Is his leg still super skinny? The one leg.
Oh, that leg is busted forever. I mean, it's like a mini version of Alex Smith's
leg. He's lucky to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a nubber. It's a spindly nubber. Barely. I mean, yeah. Lucky to have it. It'll
when
never
is,
be normal.
When's the next season of, I already forgot the name of it.
Full Swing?
No, the Tiger League, TGL.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Probably after you're not all dying the majors for it? And everything. I actually do enjoy it. I love having it on the background.
When did that start? In December, maybe?
It's not something that I'm dying for, but I like having it on the background. I'm a geek for the numbers. The problem is he's partnered with a company whose launch monitor stinks. He's partnered with Full Swing, and so that's the launch monitor that they use. And so these guys, every once in a while, you know, he's like, I don't hit an 8-iron that far. Like, and you know, it just ruins everything, you know? They need to use a better launch monitor, but I don't think that they are. All right, this is an interesting story, and this is only going to happen more often than not. And in fact, we should task Marr with doing something like this. There's a band out there with more than 1 million Spotify listeners that's now revealed it's entirely AI generated. It's not even a real band.
So they finally admitted it.
Yeah, I guess it's only been around for a month or two, but it
the debut album earned a million listeners.
It was surging up the charts.
And they had to admit.
I saw the picture of
them. The band was fake. The individual bios, it's all fake. It's all fake. AI generated.
What's the name of the band and song again? I was going to
Floating on Echoes.
Yeah.
The Velvet Sundown.
Can we play a song?
Yeah. He's going to play a song. All AI generated.
All fake.
And we've talked about this before. There are guys that AI generate, like hot chicks, and make OnlyFans accounts for them. Or Instagram accounts.
How did people find out that, because they looked at the picture. There were some things in the picture that just didn't add up.
Maybe. I feel like when
picture
I look
of
at
the, of the band.
Yeah, I feel like when I look at a lot of stuff, you could tell it's AI, but you know, some of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's AI.
I'll be honest. What do I care if it's a banger? If it's a cool song.
It just feels weird.
It would bother you?
Yeah, I don't think I could follow an AI generated band.
Are we sure this is the right band and song?
Show me a picture of it, I'll tell you.
The 60s-inspired rock and roll band, The Velvet Sundown, revealed on Sunday that nothing about it is real.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounded like The Doors or something like that to me.
Well, I'm sure that's what they tried to...
The Velvet Sundown. That's the picture right there.
I mean, I don't love this particular song, but I wouldn't know the difference. I wouldn't listen to this go, this sounds fake. Sound like any other song to me.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
No, yeah, of course.
Wait, do they have AI morning shows?
Probably.
It's coming.
I think they already do have that stuff. I think they already do. DJs and AI partners and, yeah, like, it's all fake. Everything's fake. But
AI wouldn't have plucked Terry's IG and turned it into a whole segment.
Might not have been as good at it.
to figure out.
But Mike Marr, could you... put together. Are you a ChatGPT guy yet?
A little bit. Not much.
All the other, you know, ChatGPT is almost kind of naive to say that because there's so many AI things, you know.
Well, I got an ear and an eye for AI. I can spot it a mile away. I can sniff it out.
Right.
I mean, like, listening to that garbage, that has nothing on the Eagles and the Stones. I mean, that is burning my ears apart listening
to
that.
So you hate that?
I hate that.
Right.
We might have to do a test.
That was a terrible test.
Yeah, but why don't we look? You're like our computer guy. I mean, just because you post YouTube videos, so you're the closest thing we got. Could you generate like a hot chick Instagram account?
I could damn well, you know, give it my best.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Wait. Why would I do that though?
To generate
money.
You get 100,000, 200,000 followers.
Well, that's just a weird angle.
Yeah, but there are guys doing it.
I saw one the other day.
It's catfishing to another level, right?
That has 1.6 million followers on Instagram.
And it's a fake thing.
Oh, it's butt fake.
Does it look butt fake? Or does it look like a hot chick? Like a really hot chick?
It's a little it's titillating.
It really is.
There's a couple girls. They're like bouncing up and down in the bathroom.
How did you notice?
They're actually moving pictures.
How did you notice that it was fake? Or does it say it on the description?
No, of course they don't say it. You
pulling
can just,
the wool
you
over tell.
I got a trained eye of many years of looking at videos on the internet.
I mean, what do they say the percentage of Twitter accounts that are like bots at this point? 30, 40, 50%? I mean, it's remarkably fake. The interaction you're getting with people. We're interacting with people, and it's just fake.
Elon's got to do a little scrubbing because anytime I click on a tweet and then I scroll down to look at the thread, 50% of it is just fake. AI, BS, some random chick promoting OnlyFans. There's a time and a place for that.
Right.
Not every tweet is that place.
Right. So anyway, interesting. So if you're into the Velvet Sundown, you might want to know that it's actually a fake band, AI generated. So maybe stay away. I don't know. Maybe JP doesn't care if it's good music. It's
so
good
what
music.
Did they put out a whole album?
Yeah,
they put out a whole album.
Yeah, and they were getting a ton of listeners.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden now you're kind of in a pickle because people want to know who they are and they want to go see them.
They
want to
go see them in concert.
Yeah. Right. Get the merch. Everything. I guess you could still sell merch.
Probably still have a concert.
Did you see a DJ who allegedly Tom Brady's been hanging out with?
I did.
We talked about
this a little bit. I think it's an upgrade on Sydney Sweeney. It's an older woman.
Now, they're claiming that they're not dating, but they're clearly, they're at least hitting skins. I mean, they're like on boats. They're traveling. Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara. She's probably more age appropriate, right?
Although she's older than him,
probably a little bit older. She's probably in her 50s, right?
I just saw like a bikini picture of her. I mean, in phenomenal shape.
They say they're definitely not a couple, but they were seen about a week ago hanging out on a super yacht with. Could you imagine this? Can you imagine the weird life this is? Like all of a sudden you're on a yacht with Martha Stewart, Kendall Jenner, Naomi Campbell, Kate Hudson, one of Tom's former flings. Irina Shayk, is that how you say her name? I think she's like a model.
That was
or an
the one
actress.
That was with Bradley Cooper before.
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
It's just a mega wealthy and mega famous hanging out together.
Yeah, it's so weird.
She's 53.
Yeah, she looks fantastic. Looks unbelievable. Again, I saw another video of Rick Springfield. It's 74 or something, rocking out with his shirt off. I mean, the guy looks like $1 billion.
He looks 20 years younger than he is.
He looks better than the Black Sabbath drummer.
Oh my God. Yeah, he looks like he's 35 years old. It's crazy. Bam Margera, I guess, is he clean again? He must be clean again because they put him back in the Tony Hawk, I guess, video game. And even though a doctor said his legs look like dry rotted rubber bands, due to alcohol and drug abuse back in 2013, he credits his wife for helping him build the strength back necessary to get back on his board. He's skating again, and he's in the video. And so I guess that means he's going to make some dough from that. Is there another Jackass movie that they're producing? Do we know that? Are they doing another one? I feel like they've done
that.
A few Jackass things lately, and he's maybe kind of been welcomed back.
I don't think so.
To the crew.
I think Jackass, was it 5? Was
that
the last
was it?
One. Yeah. That was the goodbye.
Gary Coleman's ex-wife. All right, this was weird. If you remember, he was married to this weird chick.
Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
Yes.
And he passed away, right?
He passed away. They say it was from complications from some sort of weird fall. But people close to Gary, they've always suspected that the wife maybe had something to do with it. There was like a weird 911 call that she was involved in where she reported it. And maybe people said like, I don't know, maybe like she waited too long. So anyway, there's a new show coming out on A&E called Lie Detector.
Huh.
Now, you guys have to be an absolute moron to go on this show, I think, and potentially face maybe some charges because they're saying that the ex-wife, Shannon Price, took a lie detector test and that she was asked questions about whether or not she had anything to do with the star's death. And she flunked everything or it was at best inconclusive.
Yeah.
Like she gave very, very shady answers that instead of closing the door on the deal, it's now reopened the whole thing.
What was our lie detector? That came in studio to bust AWOD. He had an interesting name.
Yeah, why would she agree? I mean, unless she knows she had nothing to do with it, why would she agree to do that?
I don't know. It's just so dumb. She said because she just wanted to get it over with.
I mean, I guess you could fail it if you're just nervous about taking it.
You get paid and it means nothing.
Yeah, she's going on the show and, you know, I don't know. But I guess she maybe waited too long before she called 911.
Have you ever had sexual thoughts about Drab?
No.
Did he pass that one or fail that one? I can't remember what the part he failed. What's the part that he failed? About all the girls he's been with or something? Is that what it was?
That he claimed that he had sex with double-digit women.
Oh, right. That was a big fail.
And then also, he got accepted. Didn't he fail? He got accepted to Maryland.
Did we ask him that too?
Did he lie about his basketball resume too? That he was
lied about everything.
Have you ever slept with a woman after taking her home from Don Tito's?
Yes.
What was the answer? Do you have the answer? No.
You mean like, did he pass? Or
yeah.
He failed that one.
He failed that one.
Yeah. What was the name of the lie detector guy?
Such a great bit.
I think
his name was Smith. His name was like Mike Smith or John Smith or something.
Is there any idea? You guys are hanging out with Mar a little bit. Do you have any sense that Mar exaggerates like AWOD? He's not like AWOD, right? In that sense.
No, I don't think so.
No, complete opposite.
Yeah. Complete opposite. He admits his...
Honest to a fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He admits his failures.
Yeah, admits failures and success.
All right.
I no reason to not believe anything he says.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Good. Full credibility.
I didn't know this happened. Yeah, turn it down. Lily Phillips, remember, she's the OnlyFans star that's trying to compete with Bonnie Blue. I guess she claims she's done the unthinkable, and she beat Bonnie Blue's world record of sleeping with 1,113 men in 12 hours. They had a thousand men get in there for a few seconds.
Just lined up at the door.
Just lined up at the door.
Yeah, she's a winner.
Just get in there. What if you knew that person? I'm not going to say it was your daughter, but if it was like someone that you knew.
Well, I wouldn't.
Would you stop? Would you have to not even be friends with them or like?
I mean, how could you be friends with someone like that?
I don't know.
I know. It's like the magic bird of horse.
Yeah, it's.
Have you ever lied to the junkies about showering every morning before coming to work?
No.
Yeah, he lied, right?
That was definitely a lie.
I mean, how do you even?
His voice.
That's how dumb he is. That's how dumb he is. It's not even plausible.
Like, admit one lie.
I mean, admit that one. I mean, that was. It's not even plausible. Sean Diddy Combs, his sentencing has been set for October, Jason.
So he's going to be in jail for another 4 months?
Yes. They initially agreed to September 22nd sentencing date, but then something else happened, so now it's going to be October. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And last but not least, Casey Anthony. This girl, I mean, right or wrong, she can't go anywhere without the photographers catching her. She was spotted in Manchester, New Hampshire, of all places. And she was, it looks like she was on a date with some donk. And they were talking about hiking, and it looked like it was maybe like a first date. If you, let's say you're in your mid-30s, maybe you're divorced, got a couple kids, you're back out in the market, and you run into Casey Anthony, and you have no idea who she is.
Would you date her? Well, what does she look like?
And then you do a Google search.
So you don't know who she is.
But then you do a Google search after you went on one date, and you find out who she is.
I mean, I guess I would date her just if I didn't know the background. She's pretty attractive, right?
She's a reasonably attractive person, sure.
Yeah, I'd probably date her.
But then you found out that she probably killed her own kid. Could you still date her?
I would recognize her.
Probably not.
I don't think you can.
No.
She might kill you.
I would probably ghost her.
Yeah. He'd ghost her like you wouldn't believe.
Her hair is terrible, but
she's going super short.
Yeah.
Super short with that. All right. There you go. I entertained you.
800-636-1067 is the number. It is an open line. Thursday, your chance to steer the show. We'll be right back.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Send a shout out to one of our sponsors, Door Pro America. They fix garage doors, so they're awesome. I have old garage doors that are poopy that were breaking down.
Do you have?
They were so
two
loud.
Car garage, so it's two separate doors.
Yeah, and they were just really loud, and like the rollers weren't working. My remotes were poop. They weren't working very well either. My remote control on the panel on the door wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
They came in, they fixed it all. Vince and John, they came in, they did it, I don't know, in about 2.5 hours.
For which company?
Door Pro America.
Oh, okay.
They completely fixed my garage doors, which I needed big time. Now you can't even hear the garage doors open. Before they came over, you could hear the garage doors from anywhere in the house.
Why, they're like squeaking and stuff?
Squeaking, and they were just loud.
Do you typically go in
Now they're pretty much silent.
Do you typically go into your house through the garage or the front door?
Go through the garage.
We go through the garage.
Yeah, I go through the garage 100% of the time. Now, the garage door being loud will let you know that your wife or somebody's coming in the house. Like, I'll know, like, Dylan's coming in or my wife's coming in.
Right.
It's helpful sometimes to know.
No, they were great.
You might be in a nap.
Through the garage probably 97% of the time.
I don't know if I would want a silent garage door.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Huh. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've never banked on that. That's banking on too much. That's like, it's too close for comfort.
Believe me, that doesn't bother me. I can have a garage door that's silent. Anyway,
that's awesome. I might call them because I have one that's broken right now.
877-DOOR-PRO, or you can go to their website, doorproamerica.com. They were awesome.
So, you know, the NFL season is getting closer and closer. We've been talking a lot about the Commanders, but one of the biggest stories in the NFL this year will be Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, of course, wins the Heisman Trophy, plays both offense and defense. And I've seen more and more people kind of commenting on what they expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I can't remember who it was, but there was one guy who said they don't think he's going to be able to last because opposing offenses, when he's playing corner, they're just going to run him deep over and over and over again to get him tired. So that if he's on somebody man-to-man, they just keep running deep routes at him to wear him down. And Eric Mangini, who's on Fox, former New York Jets head coach, also said he doesn't believe it's going to last. Very pessimistic about Hunter's chances to play both ways. Mangini said he's shown that he's built different, but there's a significant difference between college football and the NFL. You're adding the 5 games plus whatever you're playing in the preseason. The quality of players you're playing against is good every week. But he thinks that the physicality is going to get at him.
Yeah.
That he's 175 pounds, that these guys are going to just start trucking him. So I've kind of felt, I've seen others support him. I want to say, one of these guys on Fox that played receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He was basically saying, I think it was James Jones. He's like,
James Jones,
people
right.
talk about it being physical. He goes, but a receiver, and he played many years as a receiver for both the Packers and the Raiders, I believe.
Right.
He was like, he goes, you might get hit 5 or 6 times a game,
mm-hmm.
is what he said. So he was like, he'll be fine. But here you got Mangini saying, well, and maybe Mangini's thinking of it as, well, this is how I would attack him, you know, as an offensive coordinator, is to get physical with him. And then you've heard the other person say long rounds, like, do you think he's going to last this year playing both ways?
100% of the time?
I don't think it's going to be 100%, but let's say 80%.
I still think that's too high. I think that's a lot of time.
I think you've always believed he's going to be primarily corner and packages on offense.
I mean,
which
is
what like what the Cowboys did with Deion Sanders back in the day.
I'm just looking at their receivers. I mean, they obviously have Brian Thomas Jr., who's a stud. They went out and got De'Ami Brown. I guess he's their number two.
He should be their number two.
Yeah, and then Travis Hunter. I mean, I just think it's hard to imagine him being on the field 80% to certainly not 100%, but even 80% of the time. That's a lot. That's a lot of plays. I think I'd much rather have him on the playing receiver or playing DB 100% of the time, and then at times if you need him to go out there and cover a guy on a key drive, send him out there then. But I can't play him 100% of the time in both plays.
They haven't said publicly how they plan to use him. I think they
plan to use them both ways.
They haven't said they
drafted him. They said the reason why they gave up all those picks is because they felt like they were getting two players.
I don't think they've said they're going to play him 100% of the time.
Now right. his, both.
But I mean, I just don't know how you can do that.
His former coach Deion Sanders believes actually it'll be easier in the NFL than in college because he said college football tends to have more plays and is a faster pace. So maybe he's going to have more breaks.
Yeah, but
I've seen both sides. Like I said, James Jones is very in Hunter's corner, kind of diminishing how physical it is for a wide receiver in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
saying that there's only a handful of plays where it might actually get really physical. He's like, if he was a running back, there's no chance. If he was an offensive lineman, there would be no chance. But he says that wide receiver, you could get away with it. And then if you've got Deion saying, and it's probably true, but there are more plays in college football, more plays run, and the breaks, commercial breaks, might be longer. I don't know. I think he's going to play. I don't know the exact percentage, but I think it'll be more than 50%. But I think he might be primarily a wide receiver.
I could see that. I just don't think he's going to be out there 80, 90, 100%.
It is fascinating.
I mean, in college football, for half your games, for a third to a half your games, you're playing teams that you can rely on the rest of your roster, and they're not even going to throw at him. You could take plays off. In the NFL, you can't do that.
But beyond being like, I mean, believe me, I'm far from an expert on defense at all. But could you be a part-time premier corner? I don't even know how that could be. Like the only way you could play part-time defense would be like if you were like a nickelback or something, right? Which is like, how could you be
play 10 or 15 plays, and
all of a sudden line up against the number one guy or number two guy? That's not even a thing. I don't even know.
Okay, maybe you play 100% at DB, a corner, and then you throw him in there.
I think that's the scenario that's more likely.
At receiver, do that.
I actually think it's the other way.
Yeah, but how do you
go in then? I think he's
going
to primarily be a playmaker on offense.
Okay, let's say you are. How do you fit in defensively? Because all of a sudden on 10 plays or 15 plays in passing situations, you're going to guard what, the top receiver?
Possibly. You might just be a lockdown.
Completely out of the floor.
You're a lockdown man-to-man corner with great instincts.
I'm not sure
which
that would
they
work.
Say he is.
I'm not sure that would work like part-time. I think it's like
the hard part is the execution from what a lot of coaches say is, these guys all have their team meeting and then they'll get in these positional meetings which last hours where they're going through film. He can't be in two places at once.
For sure. For sure. And you got to be on the same page. You got to know all the packages.
I'd probably rather have him as, because you want to score points.
As an offensive guy.
But, I mean, you make a good point. I don't know if you can rely on him to go out there and
I don't think
on a key drive when you're up 21-17.
Yeah.
And say, there's 3 minutes
you
left.
You go guard Terry now.
Yeah.
But if he's your best physical talent.
But it's like the games, they play out. You get a feel for each other. Like, I don't think you just throw him in.
He wants to be out there all the time, though.
Oh, he does.
I know, but I don't think anybody thinks that that's really plausible. That he's going to play 100% of the defensive plays?
Well, 100% is a stretch, but 90%? Let's go with his 75, 80%.
I think that seems crazy.
They may try out, start the season that way. I just can't imagine that lasts for 17 games.
You know what? It'd be the most fascinating thing if he did.
I mean, 100%. I brought this up when we talked about this maybe a month or two ago. People said Shohei couldn't do it. And I know he's not doing it full time now, and he's had a couple of injuries, but he still is pitching and playing.
Yeah.
Okay, but he DHs, and then he pitches every fifth day, and he's not even pitching full time now. Mm-hmm. He's suffered. He's had an injury, major injury.
He's had a couple.
Yeah. I mean, It took its toll.
You make some adjustments. Hasn't hurt his offense.
Look, I'm rooting for him. I hope he's great on both ends and on both sides.
You're skeptical.
I'm skeptical because the demands at the NFL level, this is not college football. You're playing more games. You're playing better players every single down.
So you don't buy into Dion's argument that the NFL should be easier conditioning wise.
No, because I think you can take plays off in college football if you're playing a horrible team. You can't do that in the NFL. That's the way I look at it.
But there might be downs, like running downs. Like he's not going to be a big tackler. I assume he'll be like
180 pounds.
I assume he'll be like a Dion type.
Yeah. What if they pick their spots based on opponent? Like when you face a terrible quarterback, they're going to face, you know, the Colts, which will be Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson.
That's the week they rest
them. They're like, yeah, we don't need him on defense.
Right. Possible. I just think it's hard to be like hard to expect a guy to be like a number one corner part time. It's like an ebb and flow to games. You set each other up. You get a feel for each other. I just think that would be really hard to do.
But he proved he could do it in college. Now, he wasn't playing in the SEC, but he was still playing big-time games.
I know. He's the best athlete on the field.
But again, you're increasing.
Well, why would that go away?
Well, but JP, you're increasing athletes. It by five games, too.
Yeah. I think there's a valid point. Mangini and the other guy who said just run deep routes on him and get him tired.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are valid points. But I don't even know if you can actually do that. Wasn't Mangini a defensive guy anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, you can run deep routes, but they might run zone and... How do you know you're running into his zone?
You can't just run a guy deep on every play just to warm him. You can't do that.
You can do it in flag football, trust me, but I don't know about in the pros.
So, I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see how they use him.
800-636-1067. You can always call us during an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
All right. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This was a Bish Bucks Throwback Thursday. I've enjoyed the songs. The only one is you played Tribe earlier, and that's the song that B. Mitch and Finley always play.
Award Tour.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it, though.
I liked it.
I mean, we could have played Check the Rhyme or one of the other ones, but I tried to mix it up a little bit. My girl, Sabalenka, is Drabby. I don't know if you're watching it. Sabalenka is playing the American, Amanda Anisimova, in the semis. Anisimova's backhand is unbelievable. She completely rips it. They're pretty much the same type of player. They're both bigger girls, stronger girls, and they just rip the ball. But Sabalenka lost the first set, and Anisimova is just ripping backhands.
What's Anisimova's background? What's her deal?
She's American, but Russian descent.
Her parents
piggles.
Are... Yeah. parents are Russian, but they moved her to New Jersey when she was young, so she grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But she's, I don't know, she's like 22, 23.
I mean, Sabalenka, she looks like she has some too, but I mean, the Emma Osa, whatever, yeah. She got some tiggles.
That was the first thing I noticed, so you just voiced it.
Yeah. I'll let you say it.
Yeah. No, they are. They're both like, I mean, she's probably 5'11".
Right. Maybe Emma Samova, whatever her name is, she's a little beefier.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. Hence the tiggles.
She's got the tiggles, yeah.
Right.
I saw
a little
that,
bigger up top.
Sinner beat Shelton yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And I saw Shelton comment afterwards, kind of likened Sinner to a machine.
Yeah.
But he said that his pace is double anything he saw. It's the way that he perceived
it. Who was saying
it?
I saw Andy Roddick.
He said every shot is, he goes, way faster than anything else he had seen all tournament.
Well, Andy Roddick was so great. I don't know if you guys saw, I don't know if it was during a rain delay or something.
Roddick is really good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, he was amazing. And he was like, you know, when we were coming up, you had like Andre was great at the return. You know, Courier had a big forehand. Andre had a big forehand or whatever. Andre had a great, you know, return of serve.
Yeah.
But he goes, now these guys.
They can do it all.
They can do it all.
Yeah.
They all have big serves. They all, you can't, you know, like, attack their backhand. Their backhand's great. Their forehand's great. Their, you know, their net game is, they, a guy like Sinner, like, complete player.
Yeah. And apparently Sinner won 67% of his second serve points.
Right.
Yeah, the elbow wasn't giving him a problem.
Now, no,
he plays Joker tomorrow, and then Fritz plays Alcaraz. I mean, I'd be surprised if either Joker or Fritz won.
Shelton said of Sinner, his ball speed is really high. Never seen anything like it.
Right.
Says you don't see anything like it when you're going through the draw. When you play him, it's almost like things are in 2x speed. I'm usually pretty good adjusting to speed. It's difficult when a guy's hitting the ball that big, that consistently off both wings and serving the way he is. I think Shelton's 0-6 against him, or his last six.
Trav, what is this the deal with Sinner and like the drug, you know, rumors and allegations and all that stuff?
Well, he was suspended.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Was it just the one time? And
yes.
Did he have a good explanation or no?
I don't remember his.
Did he claim like a tainted supplement, or he just mistakenly took something?
No, I think it was like an accidental. I think it was an accidental small thing that I think he didn't realize.
So nobody really seriously thinks he's some sort of cheater. Because
there are people who think he definitely
cheated.
Yeah,
his claim was his two anti-doping tests, which he failed, his claim that it was accidentally contaminated during a massage.
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand. The oil or something had some sort of tainted
like something in the skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, but it does sound shady because I do remember seeing, I think it was even this morning I woke up before I got here and I was, and some guy's like totally, you know, rooting for Joker because of, he's because like, if you're like into the integrity of sport, right, you got to root for Joker.
You can't root for a cheater.
He claimed that the massage, he had a hurt finger. And that they used a spray containing the banned substance to treat the finger cut.
Is that even a thing? Does that even make plausible sense?
I don't know. I mean, dude, it was an anabolic steroid he tested positive for. I mean,
Who knows?
I think Djokovic can win. I think he's playing great.
I hope he does. Sinner's
still the favorite.
No, Sinner. Yeah, he didn't look hurt at all yesterday.
Yeah,
Alcaraz isn't the favorite.
Oh, I'm talking about that match.
Okay. Sinner plays Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But Sinner and Alcaraz, I'm sure, are two big favorites. I would agree, man. I would love to see Joker.
Not as good on grass, and Djokovic is, I mean, you can't kill him. His defense is so good. His slide is perfected.
I hope he wins.
And he's healthy.
Do you listen to Roddick's podcast?
I see clips of it on Instagram.
Yes. I mean, he's really good. He's really smart.
Yeah, he's a good broadcaster.
Smart, insightful guy. And I guess he basically took 10 years off just to like raise his kids.
Yeah.
No,
but he knows these guys. He knows their strengths.
He's really
analytical. Did he win more than one?
One.
Just one major.
One U.S. Open, I think. Yeah. With that big, I mean, because he was just big serve guy, right?
So Jason and I prepped like old school segment, big surprises. One of my big surprises was big surprise Joker's in the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
14 times he's been in the semis. And in
where,
his career
at Wimbledon,
he passed Federer, who had done it 13 times. So 14 times he's made it to the semis. And he's been to the semis of majors, of Grand Slams, 52 times.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday. How many Wimbledons? Does he have seven? How many championships? I think he's got like seven. But he's just a monster there. With my big surprise, with my luck in sports gambling,
mm-hmm.
remember I was betting on the Nats because they had lost seven or eight in a row. And I said, all right, well, they're not going to lose this game again.
Right.
They're not going to lose 11 in a row.
Right. You kept doing the double down.
And I finally doubled down, and I was lucky. I parlayed them with the Yankees, and I hit that. But
Did you start betting against them now?
No, but I was betting on the Dodgers because the Dodgers had lost three straight.
Yeah.
Right? And they had only lost four straight once all year.
Right.
They just don't lose. They don't lose four straight.
Right.
Right. Okay, well, they lost. They don't lose five straight.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Brewers again. There's no chance they're losing six straight.
Yeah.
So I bet on them, and I doubled up on them. And they're up 2-1 in the ninth. They got their guy, Tanner Scott, who's their closer. He's got 20 saves. He's out there. What do you think happens?
He gives up a run
in the ninth. They go to extra, and they lose in the 10th.
Right.
And so they've lost six straight. And, of course, I bet on them. And now I got to stick with them. I don't know how much I'm going to put on them. They play the Giants tomorrow night. In San Francisco. But
you're going to go significantly higher than you normally would.
I mean,
some back.
I mean, how many times do the Dodgers lose seven in a row? Now, based on my luck, if I bet on them, they'll probably will.
Would you ever, like, is there a breaking point for you? Will you keep doubling down, like, if they're in a 15-game losing streak?
No, because my money will run out. Yeah, I mean,
I'm only going to bet on them
until my account goes zero.
You can add money into the account.
No, I'm not doing that.
It gets astronomical fast, dude.
I know, but he does, like, $1.37 bets.
It does.
Oh, this was not a $1.37 bet. This was close to three figures.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to stick with it. I mean, they're the Dodgers. They're the Dodgers. They're not the Rockies.
They still have a pretty significant lead, though, right?
Well, I mean, probably four or five games, but I mean, are they going to lose nine in a row before the All-Star break?
Again today. You'll have them again today.
No, they
don't
play today. They play the Giants tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they're still 18 games over 500, five-game lead in the NLS. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next. Here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.